Hello there. Welcome to our podcast here at Shiloh, where you bring you spiritual insights from many servants of God so you can be equipped for the work that He has ordained you for. So grab a cup of coffee or tea or chocolate, recline and relax, and enjoy this episode. Be blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How are you this evening? You are good, you are good, you are good. Nice to see that you are good. You are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Yes, as we gather in His presence this evening, I want to draw your attention to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And this evening I will be speaking about how to ask in prayer. How to ask in prayer. We'll be talking about how to ask in prayer. I think in the next few Fridays, about two of them, we'll be still under this subject. Today we are going to talk about asking. If you can open that portion of scripture and get it, I would be so happy if you have it with you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Father, we give you the praise. We thank you, Father Lord, for the entrance of your word brings light, my Father. King of Kings, let us, King of Kings, have fellowship with you this evening as you reveal your word to us, my Father. As King of Kings, oh Father Lord, you open our understanding, my Father, because the Bible says that the entrance of your word brings light. And it gives understanding to the simple. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ has just been teaching about prayer. He's just been teaching about prayer in the previous chapter. If you are a good Bible student, you realize that that's when he was teaching his disciples how to pray. Amen. You remember that? Yes. And then he says in his word in chapter 7, verse 7, he continues along those lines. And he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Why? For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Hallelujah. Today we are, you see, he's talking about asking, he's talking about seeking, he's talking about knocking. But today I just want us to talk about asking how to ask the Lord. Asking. Hallelujah. Amen. You ready to learn something today? So grab a pen, grab a paper. Although I normally send these notes onto the website, it's always good for you to have a pen and paper, because God will speak in between as I speak. God, you know, begins to reveal His word to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So yes, let's go. Asking. He says ask. So we're talking about the elements of prevailing prayer. The elements of prevailing prayer. And Jesus Christ gave us those elements. Element number one is asking. Element number two is seeking. Element number three is knocking. Hallelujah. So, what is asking, somebody may say? The Greek word for asking is ateo. Ateo. That means it's the act of making a request or requests from another. You know, asking is to make a request or demand something from somebody. Another word for asking is to plead. You know, another word is to claim. Another word is to entreat, to supplicate. Another word is to consult. Amen. So we will usually ask for something that we need. It would be quite confusing if somebody asked for what he has. If you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, if you ask for what you have, then there is something that's not right with you. Because normally we ask what we do not have. And we ask what we need. Number one, if somebody asks what he has, there is something that's wrong. And if somebody asks what he does not need, then there is is also is equally something wrong. You understand? We normally ask what we don't have, and we normally ask for what we need. So what do you need this evening? Does anybody have a need? I don't know about you, but I have a need. I have a few needs. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, it's funny. It's funny to see how many of us do not even ask. And yet we are in desperate situations. You understand? When we call upon prayer, prayer is asking God. When we call upon prayer, very few people will turn up. And yet these people are in dire situations. They are dying. They are sinking in the mire. You know, they are up to their neck in issues, but they cannot ask. Do you understand that conundrum? It is funny. How can we not ask? And Jesus Christ is giving us an avenue. He says, ask. Hallelujah. We are in deep situations, but we cannot even go to ask for help from God. God, our God, who is the source of everything. Our God, who is our sustainer. He is our Father. Jesus Christ says, whenever you come before to pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. Father means source and sustainer. He is our source. He is our sustainer. So, asking is an expression of dependence. You cannot ask if you think you can do it. You understand? You cannot ask if you think you can do it. And in most cases, we think we can do it. We think we can do it. We think we can cope in our own understanding, not until we hit the rock. Yeah? We need to ask the Father. We need to go to Daddy. He needs to know that we depend on Him. I tell you, I don't care how many degrees you have. I don't care how many cars you have. I don't care how much money you have in the bank. You still depend on God. Hallelujah. Not anybody can do everything on his own. We need God. We need to ask the living God. Now, asking can be for yourself as an individual, but also asking can be on another's behalf. Yeah, as intercessors, people, you know, not all the time that we come before them for our own benefit. In most cases, we need to learn even how to ask for the benefit of others. Hallelujah. To ask things on behalf of others. Lord bless Siobhan. Lord bless Apostle Joyous. Lord bless Celine. Lord bless Jennifer Okello. Lord bless Connor. You know, I'm petitioning, not for me, but I'm petitioning for somebody else. You understand? Amen. Yeah. By the way, asking does not apply only to God. It also applies to human relationships. So we need to learn how to ask for help. Amen. Ask for help. I don't know about you, but I am in the process of learning how to ask for help. Amen. Yes, we all need a little bit of help sometimes. Okay. At times we need a lot of it. At times we need a lot of it. Sometimes things can seem overwhelming. And right now, as we speak in this situation that we are in, there is somebody somewhere locked up in a house who is completely overwhelmed. Completely overwhelmed. Hallelujah. They do not know where to turn, and they cannot ask for help. They cannot ask for help. At times you feel that you cannot cope. Maybe you're simply having a bad day, you know. Oh, you may be going, some people may be going through mental health, you know, and problems, and they need support. But do they ask? That's another question. The important thing is not to try to cope on your own. If you are there right now listening to me, whether you are on this call or you are listening to this recording, just know that there is help. There is help. You cannot do things on your own. You cannot do everything on your own. We need to ask. Asking for help is can be really easy for some people, you know. I don't blame people. I'm not just here judging anybody, but you know, for some people it's easy to ask for help, and for others it's hard to ask for help, you know. So don't be proud, ask for help. Don't try to look cool and collected, ask for help. That's what Jesus Christ is saying. You know, are you lost? Are you lost? Ask for help. You know, guys, we the men are known for this. You see, a man will be in the car with his wife going to a place. Many times I have been with Apostle Jesus in the car, and we will be going somewhere. And then after some time, I will miss a turn and I will not say anything, you know. Then I will drive on and drive on and drive on, trying to look for a place where I can turn and come back. So I turn. Then after, as I'm coming back, she asks, but haven't we been here before? I thought I saw that petrol station. And, you know, you say, yeah. Then as a man, you try to look for a way of explaining. You know, I wanted to get fuel. So, yet you are lost. You understand? Hmm? Is anybody like me? You are lost, but you don't want to admit it. You understand? You are broke. Are you broke? Ask. I don't have gas, man. I don't have. Get to somebody and say, you know what, Jennifer, I don't have gas at home. Do you have a tenner? Is the burden you are carrying too heavy for you? Have you ever come across somebody carrying a very heavy suitcase and say, can I help you? And especially in this country, you know, where we grew up, you could help anybody. You just help anybody, you know. You could find a man, coming on a bicycle. He comes on a bicycle on a slope, and as he's going uphill, because we were taught to help anyway, he's older than you. So you say, sir, and you help this man, and you push the bike up the top of the hill. And the man just says thank you, and he rides off. You understand? But in this country, my God, there are times when I go to help somebody. Can I help you? Can I help you, miss? And they say, no, I can't. No. And yet you see that this person is dying under the weight of this burden. Are you burdened by anything? We don't know how to ask. Are you burdened by anything? Ask. It is better to ask than to prevent yourself from losing face. You understand? It is better to ask. I'm learning. I'm in the process of learning that. I don't know about you. You know, where we grew up, when we grew up, at times you would not have salt in the house. But, you know, mother would say, go to the neighbor for salt. Mother would not go there, but they would send you. Mother would not. You know why mother would not go there? Because it's not easy to ask for help. You know, yes, I know people can be tough and nasty, and we have had, you know, serious experiences from trying to ask for help. There are people you try to ask for help and they spit you in the face. That's how most of us are. We come to God, but we keep on carrying our luggage. We are not asking for help. We are dying. We are dying under the weight of the luggage. This evening, can you ask? Can you ask the Lord? Can I ask the Lord? Can we acknowledge that we cannot do it on our own? Child of God, you were not designed to carry that weight. You were not designed to carry that burden. If you are stuck, you have a Father who is in heaven, who is waiting for you to ask. You know, God is a gentleman. He will not force himself on you. He will wait for you to ask. Because the Bible tells me that even before we do what? We ask. But he wants you to do what? To ask. If you do not ask for help, you will let you carry it. Hallelujah. So, let me tell you, most of the people in the Bible who received healing from Jesus Christ, they dared to ask for help. They dared to ask for help. Ignore all the people around you. It's you who knows how you sleep. It's you who knows how you cry. Your pillow in wet. It's you who knows how you spend sleepless nights. So whenever you come before the presence of the Lord, do not pretend. Do not seem collected. Forget about your mascara. Forget about your wigs. Forget about anything. Just fall on the ground and ask God. Ask for help. The man blind Bartimaeus, we are told that he shouted at the top of his lungs. Why? Because he was not ashamed of his status, and many people were trying to do what? To silence him. Many people were trying to silence him. And for us, most of these people are not even on the outside, they are on the inside. You understand? Those voices are on the inside. So you need to shut down those voices that are on the inside and keep on keeping and shout for help. Shout for help. Hallelujah. The man called Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, he put aside all his position, he put aside all, his status, and begged for Jesus Christ to come to his house. Do you know what? Whenever Jesus Christ went to heal people, there were thousands of people following him. Why didn't he touch all those people? And do you think all of them were okay? Most of them were dying, but they did not ask. It's only those who asked that received. If you ask, you receive. You need to acknowledge that you cannot do it on your own. You cannot. These guys acknowledge that they cannot do it on their own. Hallelujah. We are dying, but we are not asking. We are not praying. John chapter 24, Jesus Christ says, "Until now, you have asked nothing in my name." Do you understand? He was telling these people, "Until now, you have asked nothing in my name." Then he goes and says, "Ask and you will receive." Why? "That your joy may be full." Right now, most of us are walking on half. Our joy tank is in half. Others, it is empty. Others, it is three quarters. And yet, it could be full if we did what? If we asked. Do you understand? Ask. And it shall be given. General petitions. Ask for anything. 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 Ask. Ask the Lord. Let's learn how to ask him. Because he says in that verse, as he continues, I think in verse 9, Matthew 7, 9. He says, "So for everyone who asks, does what he receives." Verse 8. Which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Most of us here have got children. If you don't have children, you have got a niece, you have got a nephew. They have asked you for something. Have you given them stones? And he says, if they ask for a fish, they will give them a serpent. Can you imagine? Then he says in verse 11, "If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things," listen, "good things to those who ask him." Good things are given to those who ask. If you don't ask, we'll be shocked at times when we get to heaven and find stores full of stuff that had your names on it. Why? Because we did not ask. Can we be bold enough and ask? Ask anything. Just ask anything. Ask the big stuff. We're scared of asking for the big stuff. Do you know when we go to ask somebody, you go to ask somebody for help, you ask for something small. That's how we do it even with God. And yet God is all powerful. Ask for that big thing. Ask for that big dream. Do not be scared. God can handle it. God can handle it. He's God. ask for provisions. Give us this day our daily bread. That's what he says as we ask. Give us this day our daily bread. Yesterday's bread is gone. I need bread for today. I need provisions for today. Hallelujah. I need a word for today. Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Ask. So instead of asking, what do? We worry. Instead of asking, we worry. And then worry graduates into anxiety. Anxiety graduates into depression. You find a Christian who is depressed. How can a Christian be depressed? How can you be depressed as a Christian? I refuse to be depressed as a Christian. I refuse it because I stand in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, which tells me that I should not be anxious about anything. You understand? Anything means anything, about anything. They may be trying, threatening you with letters to get you out of your house. Do not be anxious. You cannot, if you cannot, be worry about the things you cannot change. As we are saying, if you are asking for what you have, then you are crazy. But we are talking about things that you cannot do on your own. Do not be anxious about them. But he said, but in everything, in what? In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. When was the last time you made your request made known to God? If we do not make our requests known to God, we shall not have testimonies. That is why the woman Hannah had a testimony. Do you know why? Because she kept going. Some of us, when we ask once and we give up, these things do not work. Hannah did not give up. Every other day, her rival was giving birth. Every other month, she was giving birth. Every year, she was giving birth. She was like a rabbit. You understand? And yet this one, the things are going worse, but she did not give up. She kept asking. She kept asking. No wonder, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20, this woman opens her mouth and says, the Bible says, and in due time Hannah conceived and bore a son. And she called his name who? Samuel. Why did she call him Samuel? That means, the name Samuel means for, I asked for him from the Lord. Do you know that your Samuel is waiting for you? Open your mouth and ask. He said, ask. Ask that your Samuel may find you. Hallelujah. Are you lost? Do you need guidance? Like I told you the story of myself getting lost when I'm driving. Ask. Ask. Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1 to 2. David asks the Lord. When he's fighting the Philistines in Keilah, they have been robbing, you know, their threshing floors. The Bible says in verse 2 that David inquired of the Lord. He asked of the Lord, shall I go and attack these guys? Shall I go and apply for this job? Shall I go and do this business? We need to ask. Then the Lord said, go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah. 2 Samuel 2:1, again, David is inquiring of the Lord and said, shall I go up into any of these cities of Judah? And the Lord said to him, go up. David said, go up, go up, go up. And David, which shall I go? Which city shall I go? He wanted to become specific. And the Lord said, go to Hebron. Ask. Let us ask. James chapter 1, verse 5, he says, is anyone lacking in wisdom? Let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Hallelujah. Ask. As we finish right now, I want us to talk about the grounds for asking. There are grounds for asking. We ask, number one, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Ask in his name. Ask in his name. Take him at his word. John 14, 13 to 14, he said, whatever you ask in my name. Did you hear that? Is that only in my Bible, or is it also in yours? That word, whatever. Whatever. Some of us only ask for some things. He says whatever. He has given you a blank check. Write in what you want. This was, I think, as somebody gave him a blank check and said, write in the amount you want. Write in the amount you want. And this guy looked at this guy and thought, oh my God, what am I going to write? If somebody said that to you, what would you do? Some of you would put in £1,000. Yeah. You see? So this guy, he wrote 3,000 on the check. And this guy looked at him and I think he thought in himself, what's wrong with you? Where's your faith? So the guy said, you know what? Add another zero. Supposing he had put four zeros, I mean 5 zeros, 300,000. He would be laughing. He would have retired.
Do you understand what I'm saying? He says, whatever you ask in my name, whatever, child of God, it is whatever. Whatever. He says, this I will do. Why? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, it says, if you ask me anything, anything means anything. Is that in your Bible? Anything. In my name, he says, I will do it. Hallelujah. John 16:23-24. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask in the name of the Father, I will ask, I'll give it to you. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do what? He will give it to you. That's why he says, until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you receive, that your joy may be full. So number one, we ask in his name. Number two, in order for us to receive, we need to abide in him and his word in us. Hallelujah. Yay. John 15 verse 5-7, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. When you are joined with me and I, and when the relationship is intimate and organic, that's what the message says. The message uses that word organic. It says the harvest will be sure to be abundant. So he says, if you are separated from me, you cannot produce a thing. He says, anyone who separates from me is dead wood, is gathered up and thrown into the bonfire. But then he says, but if you make yourselves a home with me, if you make yourselves a home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you will ask will be listened to and acted upon. Did you hear that? The Amplified says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, that is, if you are virtually united with my message in and my message lives in your heart, the word of God lives in your heart, ask what you wish and it will be done for you. My goodness. In verse 16, he continues to say, you did not choose me, you know. You didn't choose me, but I chose you. Why? And I appointed you that you should have fruit, and that your fruit should abide. So once our fruit abides, then whatever we ask of the Lord, he gives to us. You understand? The word of God has got to be in you. You've got to be part of that word. Number three, we ask according to his will. Asking according to his will. And then he says, that is in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. He says, and this is the confidence that we have toward him. Confidence that we have towards him. That if that's 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. Don't you worry, I'll post this on the website. You just listen. She can go there. She has the website is for everybody. She can go there and register. Yes, we'll give it to her. She can go there and she will register and she will get the details. Connor, if you can write down the website, the website is www.shiloh.org.uk. Shiloh.org.uk. In order for you to access those details, you've got to register on that website. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. That was 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. Amen. And this is what he says. And this is the confidence that we have toward him. Toward who? Toward our Father who art in heaven. That if we ask some things, no, anything, according to his will, he hears us. Yes, according to his will. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, do you believe that God hears you in whatever you ask? Do you believe that? If you believe that, then you know that the requests that you have made to him, he will answer them. That's what that scripture says. Hallelujah. Yeah. If we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, then we know that we have the requests that we have asked for. When do you have the requests that you have that you're asking for? You ask. You have them there and then when you ask. That's why he says we ask in faith. Number four, we ask in faith. Number four, we ask in faith. You understand? Whatever you ask, ask in faith. Ask in faith. Ask in faith. Do not doubt. Ask in faith. You are his child. When my child comes to ask me here for, for anything, they ask in faith. They know that I am able to provide for it. I have told you many times when Elisha and Desire was still a young boy. We lived under a flight path, and one time I went to Dubai and came with a toy aeroplane, and gave as a gift for him. So he played with it for one day. The next day he came back to me and said, "You know what? I'm tired of this. Can you buy me the one that passes over this roof?" Can you believe that? And he was serious. Do you know why he was serious? Because he knew Daddy can buy. If Daddy can buy this toy, then he can afford the one that passes over here. And I'm thinking, what? So we need to ask with childlike faith. I think one of my daughters, Siobhan, was sharing this earlier. We need to ask with childlike faith, like a child. Unless you become like a child in the presence of God, you cannot get anything from God. Do you understand? The reason we don't ask for big things, for things that are big. This boy asked for something that was big. Do you know an aircraft that is passing over a passenger airline? This guy, he looks at this toy that I brought in a suitcase. He says, "This is not what I want." He knew what he wanted. And he knew that his father would do it. You understand? So we ask in what? In faith, like a child. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. We're about to finish, guys. It says, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive." And then he says, "If you have faith." Did you see that in your Bible? Matthew 21, 22. There is an if. He says, whatever you ask in prayer, what will happen? You receive it. And then he said, what does he continue to say? If you have faith. James chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, he said, "But let him ask in faith." Let him what? Ask in faith. Yeah. The person who is asking, ask in faith. With no doubting. For one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. How many times do we go and ask you, "Sir, but this one also, but this one, I don't think God can do this one." Can you imagine? God can do that, but I don't think this one he can do it. We are like this man who was boarding, I think, the Titanic, and said, "Not even God cannot sink this." Because it was too huge, and God said, "What did you say? I will show you that I can sink anything." Hallelujah. So as we finish number 5, ask with the right motive. Ask with the right motive. Ask with the right motive. James chapter 4, verse 3, he says, "You ask God for something and you do not receive it." That's James chapter 4, verse 3. You ask God for something and you do not receive it. Why? Because you ask with wrong motives. You ask with wrong motives. You ask out of selfishness. You ask with an unrighteous agenda. So when you get what you want, you may spend it on your desires, on your passions. Yeah, there are people who say, "Lord, give me a car so I can show them. So I can show them." So you can show them. Show who? You understand? Yeah, maybe it is your stepmother or whoever who belittled you. And now you're asking. You are asking, whenever you go before the Lord, you are asking so that they can know that you also can do it. That is the wrong motive. You understand? Or you are asking just to spend on you. No. God will only give if he knows he's going to benefit from giving you what you are asking for. How does he benefit? By somebody else partaking of it. If he gives you £100, that means not all the £100 could be yours. Some of it could be for somebody else. You understand? I remember, I normally tell you about this story, when in Africa, I would do shopping for a whole week, and relax knowing that we are done for a whole week. Come Wednesday, they are asking me for some stuff, and I begin to scratch my head, what happened? Little did I know that whenever I would buy stuff, Apostle Joyce would the moment things would enter the house for her, her eyes would start, traversing the whole village. And she would begin to want to know who does not have sugar. Let me tell you, this was in abundance. when we had abundance. But I thought that it had stopped then. But even when we were in shortage, she would still do it. I would, you know, there are times when we could not even afford a kilo of sugar. I'm talking about 1 kilogram. We could buy a quarter of sugar, a quarter of a kilo. And even the quarter of a kilo, she would give away spoons. Oh, my God. Do you understand? So, what are you asking for? If you're asking for something, make sure you're asking for the right motive. Ask for the right motive and say, Lord, once you give me this, I will glorify your name. Once you give me this, somebody else will profit. Once you give me a car, there are some people who have got cars and nobody, they do not want anybody to step into them. And how do I know? I know it. For example, we can go for a night of prayer. As Christians, we pray and pray and pray. And then we end the service even before it's not yet morning. And somebody is going in the same direction this person is going. But they cannot even give them a lift. Everybody gets into their cars and goes. Do you understand? And then you are asking for another car. Why should God give you another one? Why should he give? Tell me, give him a reason why he should give you a house. If you do not even want people to step on your carpet. You are in a council flat. And you do not want people to step on your carpet because it is white. And you are asking God for a house. Why should he give it to you? Tell me. If people cannot come and fellowship in your house, or people cannot come and enjoy in your house, tell me. And then he says, after you ask, it will be given to you. Everyone who asks, with according to those grounds that I have that we have spoken about, God gives. He said it will be given. The Greek word for given is dodomai. It means that God, it will be granted. It will be granted. It will be granted. It will be provided. It will be offered. It will be bestowed upon you. It will become yours. What you ask will become yours. Ask and you will receive. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we thank you, Father Lord, for your word. We thank you, King of Kings, for you gave us access. We thank you, Father Lord, for you came and tore the veil. We no longer have to ask through somebody. We no longer have to come through an intermediary. Father, you made the way. And because you made the way, we can ask King of Kings on our own, my Father. Father, we are sorry where we have not asked for help, my Father God. We are sorry where we thought that we could do it on our own. We are sorry where we have not asked according to your will. We are sorry where we have not asked in faith. We are sorry where we have asked King of Kings just to satisfy our own needs. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, from today, we will ask when we need help. And from today, we'll ask in faith. And from today, we'll ask according to your will. And from today, Father, we'll ask for the right motives in Jesus' mighty name. Father, bless your children in Jesus' mighty name. As they increase and up, King of Kings, O Father, Lord, their level of asking. That we shall ask for big things, my Father, Lord. We shall not fear in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall, because we know that you are able, my God of glory, to do exceedingly abundantly above everything we ask. Above everything we ask. You are able. He is able, child of God, to deal with that situation. He is able, far more than able to handle it, far more than able to roll away that mountain, far more than able to lift that burden off your shoulders. Do not carry it. Do not worry. Do not be anxious. Cast off anxiety and make everything that you need known to God. In everything, in prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. Ask. And he says it will be given to you. It will become yours. We give you the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And somebody shouts amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord continually show you that he is with you. Whenever you ask him, may the Lord provide for you in Jesus' mighty name. Because you are not alone, child of God. He cares. He cares for you. He cares for you. And if you have any prayer request, please do not die alone. We are here. Just send it to us either by text or email. If you have the email, or you can just text us. You have our number. Just text. We are here to pray for you. And listen, you will be safe with us. You will not hear it anywhere. He will be safe with us. Amen. If somebody, if you ask for help from somebody and he publicized you, I'm telling you, I can assure you, you will be safe with us. Amen. May God bless you. Thank you so much, Connor. Thank you so much, Sean. Thank you so much, Siobhan. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I think there's somebody else on the line that I cannot see. Who's that? Jessica. Oh, my God, Jessica. Thank you so much, Jessica, for being here. May the Lord continually be with you, and may he show himself strong in your lives now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. We have come to the end of the week. And, you know, just make sure that you tune in for the services on Sunday. And I think, do you have a prayer tonight at midnight? You still have at midnight? Yes. Yeah, if you can. Let's keep on asking. Another thing with asking is we need to keep asking. We need to keep on asking. Do not get tired. We need to keep on asking. Jesus Christ talks about that woman, the widow. You remember that widow, the persistent widow? Yeah, that is something that I forgot. But we need to keep on asking. Don't get tired. Just because it didn't happen yesterday doesn't mean it won't happen again. It will happen. It will happen. Amen. May God bless you. And we love you so much. Let's say the words of the grace together. Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope you've been edified. And if so, please do visit again for the upcoming episodes. And make sure to invite a friend or two so that they can gain from is shared on this channel. You can also visit our website at www.shiloh.org.uk for more episodes and sermons. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. God bless you. Real good.